This is a song she wrote for Elizabeth Warren. This is called She Persisted.
Well, she's a rebel with a cause from the state of Massachusetts. And as she held the floor, she had a letter from the wife of Dr. King. And she was bold. They said, Lizzie, take a seat. She was warned, but she persisted. And it was close to midnight in the land of the free. And I saw revolution unfolding on TV. She stood outside where everyone could see it as the cameras rolled. She persisted. Oh, Coretta said, freedom is never really won. You gotta win it in every generation. Now I went upstairs to where my daughter lay sleeping, with a million hearts and rainbows on the wall beside her bed. And I lay down, just a whisper in her ear, the story of a woman who persisted. She's a rebel with a cause from the state of Massachusetts. And she held the floor, she held a letter from the wife of Dr. King. She was bold. She did not sit down, she was warned. She persisted. She was warned. She persisted.
This is DJ Tolstoy, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And guess what? This is a new time, a new place, but we also have new people that I am training, actually. I didn't think the small cactus would actually gain people to train. This is pretty crazy. So, maybe there might be some goofs and some gaffes, but you know what? That is part of training experience, and it'll probably all come from me. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm Paul. I'm a freshman at Tufts, and I'm excited to finally have a show. I've been on here as a guest a few times for my friend.
Hey, guys. I'm Misha. I am a postdoc in sociology in the community, and I'm pretty stoked to do a hip-hop show.
Yeah, I'm Morgan. I'm also fresh and similar to Paul, and I think it'd be interesting to get involved at the Tufts Radio.
Mm-hmm. Rockin'. So I'm glad you guys have all aboard. It is an a wonderful time, even coming from someone who had a show 4 to 5 a.m. last semester. You guys are in for a very fun time at WMO. It's a great place. And, yeah, so we're going to all be training. So they're, normally I do a two-song, but it'll depend on kind of where I'm at so we can show everybody the ropes. There's a lot of cool tech in here, actually. So remember, also, you can also call at 855-915-WMFO or 855-915-9636. If you want to give everyone a little bit of an example of how to take a call, it'll even actually jog my brain a little bit. So, guys, hope you enjoy. There's going to be another chapter of songs coming on, and I hope y'all enjoy. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hello. Hope you guys enjoyed this first round of songs. Don't worry, you guys. I'm turning on your things at the same time. And also, new caller, you are actually on the air. You can introduce yourself. You don't have to introduce yourself, but either way. Hello.
Okay. Hello. My name is Ashley, and I was just going to call in for a request.
Oh, that's awesome. So you guys want to come in? I got you all turned on, so...
Sure, what do you want played?
I think that was for you.
Yep. Ashley?
You still there, Ashley?
Rip.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, what song did you want played?
I was just wondering if you could play Read My Mind by The Killers.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, we totally got you. We'll bring that on the next thing of songs. First, we will ID our first little chapter of songs for this new time of the Small Cactus Radio Hour. First, it was Hayley Kiyoko's Girls Like Girls Juno remix from the EP of, well, Girls Like Girls remixes, probably the most creative title we've seen all year. And then Lana Del Rey's Radio, the remember album Born to Die, debut album. Definitely she got reamed for her performance on SNL when she played video games, but you know, I enjoyed it and I thought the skit coming back from was pretty great. To be honest, she's part of a good trifecta of singers, like between her, Charlie XCX, and Lorde, and also I believe her, Marina the Diamonds, and Charlie XCX, which actually I think I have all of those singers in the above coming up to you. But first we'll play the request. I'll have to ID after to give good examples for everybody. But thank you very much for calling. Hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you so much.
Rockin', thank you. We will now continue with more music at the Small Cactus Radio Hour.
Bye, Ashley.
Bye, goodbye. Ashley. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Yep, bye bye.
Trying to keep Out of this two-star.
Hello, I hope you guys enjoyed this last thing of songs. We actually got, like, the Small Cactus Radar's first request, which was, like, the best. It was Read My Mind by The Killers from the album Sam's Town. It's from 2006. It's hard to believe this came out, like, 11 years ago. I just remember when I was in fifth grade and, like, Spaceman came out, which was, like, another album of theirs. And I just was like, man, this is, like, the coolest band ever. So... that's rocking. Next one was Cut Copy of their album, with their song Saturdays from the album Bright Like Neon Love. I hadn't heard of this album. I had more heard of their other album Xenoscope, which did Take Me Over. And then finally, the Greg DiGiorgio Moroder remix of Tongues by Joywave. I actually saw these people in concert. They frontlined for Metric, and they were actually really good. They're kind of a sleeper hit for me. It was kind of like, wow, they were pretty good, but I can't wait for Metric. And then like a year later, I go, man, I forgot about how good Joywave was. Stuff like that, you know. Do you guys have any bands like that? I'm pretty sure every. Yeah.
I've been going on a SoundCloud binge for some reason, and I'm not sure if I can keep doing it, just because I feel just like too pretentious, and that I'm just like, you know what, you just need to find these undiscovered artists, and then it turns out they were already like mainstream overseas, or just like, yeah, we already knew about them, why are you just like going to SoundCloud instead of just like finding them on like YouTube or just going to iTunes? But yeah, I think, like, I don't know, most of the artists I listen to are still generally like popular.
Yeah, yeah, I can definitely feel that. I feel like you're not on a pretentious thing as long as you're not, like, at, like, say, like, a cocktail party and being like, hey, have you heard of this band? Do you even know music? Yeah. Do you have any taste in music? Okay. I don't even understand you.
Do people go to cocktail parties still?
I don't know. I don't know. I just spend my nights either doing homework or watching anime, so I feel like... Yeah. I just learned Paul here is also an anime fan, so like I immediately like now want to just grill him on everything he's watched. But that's just me. But either way, kind of showing more of the rope so far. You guys should all tune in next week, for all three of these gentlemen are going to actually be playing their own music. Whoa. Like, it'll be a special episode of the Small Cactus Radio Hour.
Man.
Guest DJing.
Three,
are you guys
shows
excited?
In one. No, four shows in one.
Yeah. Well, I gotta give you guys 20 minutes, so like it'll probably be three shows in one, but I can't wait to just watch. Like, I'll play like maybe one Vaporwave song, and then I'll be like, you guys go ahead. It'll be great.
I'll finish it out with four more Vaporwave songs.
Yeah.
Do it. Go ahead. That sounds fantastic.
So you can watch / dance.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be taking a backseat, which I will be so excited about. I can't wait. I like to hear other people's taste in music, because it's always so, like, at least different from my own, where it's like a novelty, you know?
Do you like any metal?
Metal? Okay. I have one Rammstein song on my phone.
I remember them.
Yeah. I used to chase my friend around in high school playing, I think it was Morgenstern on full blast, because she hates metal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, she hated metal. She said that heavy metal would give her diabetes. And so cut to us running out of orchestra class, and I'm literally chasing her. I'm not that fast, so she got away from me pretty easily, but man, it was fun in the moment.
Yeah, I feel like people who are not that into metal do love Rammstein. Right? Yeah. Like, that's a cross. Would you call that metal?
It's a very strange style, but yes. Sure. Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
It's pretty rocking, though. Yeah.
For me, also, that's as far as I'm into that genre. Yeah. I couldn't do that, and that's...
Just so you guys know, I do not have diabetes, so you probably will not get diabetes from metal.
That's what I assumed. As far as we know. Like, make like a whole... a whole graph of odds of diabetes versus metal listeners.
Well,
we get a lot of exercise in the mosh pit, so that's probably
that must
probably
be
lower
it.
Than usual diabetes rates.
But That's fair, but it sounds like you need to get tested, just in case. Just additional homework for you for next week.
Great. That sounds great. Well, Rammstein, it sounds like, is the official threshold.
Yeah.
Paul will have to educate us about how to go beyond the Rammstein threshold. Yes. And we will see. I would not think that diabetes, I would feel like pop would be like diabetes fuel. Yeah. Like, maybe it's more like a heart attack or something.
I mean, it is a synonym for soda, so.
Yeah, exactly. And, well, I'm trying to kick my soda habit, and it's kind of successful. So, we'll see how that goes. As you can see, there's a lot of alternative pop on here, so.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell. Already a little bit of diabetes. But, either way, we'll go on to more, oh, heck. We've been talking so long, my computer's decided it wants to sleep. And I'm like, nah, computer. But, yeah. Either way, we're going to go on to the next chapter of songs. Always keep the calls coming. Maybe we'll make one of our trainees go up and try to... yeah.
Be ready for dead air, guys.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, and scissors this.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, we're getting a live rant. Ty?
Guys, we haven't even gotten any calls yet. Slow your roll.
Yeah, no, Misha isn't even... no, he's trying to stay really neutral here because he knows, like, what if it just ends up you just getting
up
here?
I'm keeping low so I don't get called on.
All right.
I won, by the way. I beat Morgan.
For now. Two out of three.
I beat Morgan.
Two out of three.
Okay.
There's another. All right.
Somebody's going to call now just to
I beat him again.
Prevent us from talking anymore.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right. So we will move on to the next core of songs. I hope y'all enjoy. All right. There's like...
Oh, I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed. Kind of did, for once, a Rivendell PSA. Don't worry, guys. I'm turning you guys on again. But we have first had 21 Pilots with We Don't Believe What's on TV with their album Blurry Face. This isn't their first album, but it definitely is kind of what... if people have heard 21 Pilots, they've probably heard this album. Definitely, if you heard Stressed Out, if you've heard... I don't think Heathens is on this album, but it came right off the fame of that. Ride also came from this album. So if you definitely heard, you've definitely heard there are probably singles from this album before, but this is another one that you might not have heard. And another one was Marina the Diamonds with her song Hollywood from her album The Family Jewels, which is her debut album, actually. You'd probably know her best from her album Electra Heart, where she did Prima Donna, which I almost put on this playlist. And she also did Fruit, which I haven't really heard before. So, kind of definitely check her out. She tries to make sure she shifts genres in each album, but I feel like, not too big of a dig, but I feel like Charlie XCX does a better job of that than her, but I think both of them do an okay job of that, you know. But anyway, we're probably coming up very soon to... the, of course, metric of the day. I don't know if it'll be this chapter or the next chapter, but I hope you guys enjoy. And thanks for listening. Do y'all have anything to add?
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. All right. This is too nice. All right. I gotta have you on more often then. No, just kidding.
I'm just gonna call in and say that every 10 minutes.
That'd be so cute.
All right, let's try to get another caller. Ashley, call again.
Yeah, Ashley, come on in here. It's 855-915-9636. And guess what? 9636 makes WMFO. If you did not, wait, or does it? No, whatever. I don't think that would work. Does it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's midnight. It's not the Twilight Zone hour before, but it's definitely an adventure now. But anyway, hope you guys enjoy. We're getting another chapter of songs in, and hope you guys enjoy.
We'll be right back. get out much these days. Waking young and feeling old, the days are no longer my own. To piss away the waking hours. But don't let them go. Don't let them go. To be loved by you, they want to be loved by you, they want to be loved by you.
They want to.
I hope you guys enjoyed this last true core of music before we just go on to the traditional vaporwave of the first and last change of the tone. I bet Morgan's very excited about this.
I think we're all very excited about this.
Yeah. But anyway, so our last three songs was Delta Heavy's Conquer the Galaxy from the album Paradise Lost, which is kind of the only album I know from there. Got into it through White Flag, which I'll probably play sometime in the next coming weeks. And then Dan Mangan's Robots from his album Nice, Nice, Very Nice. I saw him actually in concert last fall. He was frontlining for Vincent McMorrow, and I found him to be better than the main act. He was amazing, and his wife was actually operating the merch table. It was very cute. We got into a conversation and went as I was trying to buy merch, and she was adorable. He ended up signing. I bought an album from him because I was just loving him so much, and he ended up signing it. It's like one of my prized possessions now. And then finally, for the traditional metric, we did Breathing Underwater from her album Synthetica, which I actually, that was the first concert, it was their Synthetica concert, the first concert I'd ever been to. I went, and it was like on a Thursday, and as a freshman high schooler, it was literally rocking my world. It was like, man. But anyway, that's kind of the last from here now. You were listening to the Small Cactus Radio Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. And guys, want to reintroduce y'all for
kind of sure. Last thing? I'm Paul, and good night, guys.
I'm Morgan. I'm also gonna be heading out soon, but I'm hopefully gonna be back in the station soon.
Yep.
And I'm Misha, and it was a pleasure.
Awesome, guys. Thank you guys so much for joining. Anything, do you guys have a favorite song in this? There's definitely a very much broad swath of music.
Mm-hmm. Delta Heavies were awesome.
Nice.
The Vaporwave song was awesome. Remind me who that was again?
Oh, it's Joywave? Oh, there's Joywave, oh, and sorry. Then yeah. The first one was NXXXXS. and all it's was the literally on the YouTube video, it's like, you know how there's exponent like writing that's always like at the top mm-hmm. bar? Mm-hmm. It says high tech research facility.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I'm not kidding you. Luckily someone had done already and just put pluses between them and I was like, fine. So, yeah.
I think I'd have to go with, like, the Lana Del Rey song. That was
really?
Surprisingly good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm surprised by that coming from you. I know I was thinking you'd pick something like Vaporwave or, like, Delta Heavy. I'm like, I'm genuinely surprised and amused. I can send some Lana Del Rey your way. Totally did not choose to rhyme that, but, you know. Anyway, well.